I'm Amy Fulcher. I'm an extension specialist and assistant professor at the University of Tennessee, and Chris and I worked together on developing the Tennessee Master Nursery Producer Program, and I have to acknowledge him. It would not exist without him. He was a machine and just plowed through an extraordinary amount of work. He didn't really give himself a lot of credit for all of the effort that he put into it. We had a few base presentations to start with, but for the most part, he was digging and preparing these online modules pretty much from scratch. So an enormous amount of work. I'm going to briefly go through the Master Nursery Program just to give you guys kind of the context of the online and the live program, compare some of the pros and cons between the live program and the online program that Chris developed. I'm going to talk a little bit about, is that better? Okay, thank you. Talk a little bit about the time that it took us to develop these. Chris has touched on that. I want to compare, again, the live program with the online participant cost and their time involved. Why do growers take the online program? Questionnaires, some really nice information that we've been able to get because we are doing this in an online format, and then the economic impact of the program. So just a little bit of history. When I came to the University of Tennessee, there were already several master producer programs. Nursery was not one of those. It's a huge part of the state's agricultural economy, so we wanted to add to that. And as Chris mentioned, give the growers the kind of that same economic incentive. If they have a master producer certification, then they are eligible for 50% cost share in the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program. Now, not all of their applications will be selected by the state, but they have to have this certification in order to be eligible for that. So it was really a win-win situation. The growers have an economic incentive to complete this program, and it's an opportunity for the state to be supporting this segment of agriculture. So just some of the pros and cons that we found. With the asynchronous program or the online program, you can have numbers, just numerous students for the same cost. You don't have to reorganize, reschedule, or schedule every class. The student has freedom of when to take it. They can do this at night after they've finished in the field, and a lot of them did. They can compress it to the weekends. Some of them did that. This flexibility is one of the advantages that growers over and over again report to us. One of the nice things about the online program was the curriculum was standardized. When we brought in speakers for the live program, we really, you know, we gave them an outline of major topics we wanted them to cover, but we really didn't know for sure what they would cover. And it was very difficult to even get handouts from them in advance, even though we communicated that would be necessary in advance, months in advance. 1 week before their presentation, we'd have to have their copy to make handouts. So I didn't imagine we could get test questions from them for a pretest, but that it is possible that could be done. There also, the participants are routed through the online program in a prescribed sequence, so they don't have a choice about when they do what, and they don't have a choice about completing something. You have to take module one. You have to click on every slide of module one before you can even access the quiz to module one, and then you have to get a 70% or better before you can go to module two's content. So that was nice for a number of reasons, and one of which is they had to take a registration questionnaire that I used to get baseline data on a whole range of pieces of information. And then, I wanted to point out, you could do this with a paper survey. You could give them a registration questionnaire. This could be part of them signing up, but surveys often don't get returned. This way, they had to answer every question. So it's turned out to be one of the real advantages to the program. The certificates are that whole process is automated. They can print their own certificate when they complete the program. So that really reduces the management time on my end. And we have a greater estimated economic impact from the online program. Some of the disadvantages are just how much more time-consuming it was to develop, and therefore how much more expensive it was, and I'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But again, these are not reoccurring expenses. Once you've built it, hopefully it's built to last, and any number of students can go through it. Chris brought some pretty unique talent to the project. He has a great breadth and depth of knowledge, so he was uniquely qualified to do this. If we didn't have him, another way of doing it would have been to have a number of different specialists all contribute modules. But when I've talked with others who've tried to do this, it's really difficult to get a lot of faculty to make this a priority and get it done. It just keeps getting bumped by other more pressing things. So we were fortunate to be able to hire Chris and have someone dedicated to getting this done. And I think that was a real key, that was instrumental in having the program become a reality. And I definitely would like to share that for anyone who's considering developing a program. Again, we didn't quite know the speaker content in advance, so we couldn't make a pretest. The students, the growers, need to have some computer skills. It was a little bit tricky at first to navigate. Our IT specialist has changed how you enter the class, and it's a little more streamlined and simple now, but there's still a few people each time that we have to help them quite a bit. I think in terms of how we have approached it, one of the trade-offs is that compared to the live class, where we brought in nationally recognized experts in all different areas, with the online class, they don't get that. They don't get to interact with Jim Owen. They don't get to interact with Sarah White or Matthew Chappell. So there's a trade-off there. And we did have, as Chris mentioned, we needed to have an IT person, someone who understood Audacity and Articulate and could take those little audio clips and sync them with the bullet points coming on the screen. And there is a different level of student camaraderie when they're taking it online versus everyone sitting together in the class. So when I tabulated this, putting the live class together took about 230 hours. That was mostly preparing, actually actively working on the class, time in class, and a little bit on evaluations, tests rather. So compared to the online class, it took about 6.5 times more time to develop the online course. It was a phenomenal amount of work, and even with Chris and all that he did, I worked till 2 or 3 in the morning for about a year because of that. So it was a major undertaking. It's not like a live program that you can explain things. Once it's up there, it needs to be perfect. The narration cannot have anything that's ambiguous or misleading. The accuracy of everything is just critical. So there's a lot of detailed work. The class is $125 regardless of how you take it. We don't offer the live class anymore, but we made an intentional choice that the online would cost the same. And for participants that did get in that first live class, it was 6 weeks of 4 hours of instruction in McMinnville. Most of our growers live within an hour of McMinnville. For the few that didn't, there were 7 that didn't live within an hour of McMinnville, so they participated by live webinar, and those 7 were as much work as the 40-some that were sitting in the classroom, just dealing with the live webinar. For the online group, we can view when they log in. There's just an infinite amount of detailed information we can get about the students taking the class and when they access different content, what their scores are, if they had to try a quiz a second time, what their score was each time they tried it. Some growers, one in particular, condensed the online class to over a weekend. That's what worked for him. Some of them like to start it in advance and kind of pace themselves. They can do a module, 2 modules a month, and it can be a very manageable thing. This is a little bit small, but I just want to point out, if you look at the top left, that is the quiz for the first module on economics and marketing. There were 122 individual page accesses for that quiz. And if you compare that to the one that's being highlighted here, this is the quiz for the propagation module number 2. So more than double the time was spent, or double the number of page accesses was done for the economic and the marketing. So you can kind of gauge how much work they have to put into the different modules, how difficult the material is, and of course you have the quiz scores too, and again, if they had to take a quiz more than once. I can also look at their overall activity. So you can guess when the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's deadline is for them to finish their certification and get their paperwork in. And I'm working on looking at accessing how many minutes per module they spend. But I think based on the page views and talking with them and being part of the live class, the online class isn't getting off easy. They are putting a lot of time into it. And this was a real concern by the state. This is the first and the only online master program that we have. So we've had a lot of give and take with that. Why do people take it? This is different from most educational programs that any of our growers have been part of. And the vast majority is it is for that TAEP, that enhanced level of cost share. I make them say two things. They're forced to choose two. The next one is because they want to learn more about nursery production. After that, enhancing their business and marketing skills. We have had double the number of people. We had double the number of people in the live class compared to the online class, and I think there are a number of reasons for that. I'm looking forward to seeing how this progresses as time goes on. When we did the live program, we didn't know how long the TAEP 50% cost share would be offered. There was sort of an incentive to hurry up and get your certification. Since then, the state has said these certifications will only last 3 years. They've kind of changed their mind on that, and now they'll have to re-up in 3 years. So it'll be interesting to see how many people from the live class will re-up with the online class. The online class has had a lot of uncertainty about how the testing will be handled because the state was really reluctant to use the online technology for the test. So the first time we did the online class, I had to have a bank of computers that I brought with me. People had to schedule time. It was a big ordeal. Now the state lets them take the test at their home or office just like they took the course itself. So I think that that's going to ease a lot of people's reservations about it. In general, our growers tend to not be innovators and early adopters, the very traditional production technique. So I think that taking the online class is a big first step for them. But then again, I'd have people that say, hey, can I do this on my iPad? So there are a range of people. And the other thing is with the live class being offered in McMinnville, for many of them, it would have just been simpler and easier to drive down the road and show up to this class. I want to give you just a glimpse of some of the really nice baseline information I can get from the questionnaires. I work a lot with water use, so I'm featuring a few of the questions that I asked them about water that could guide my programming, but also give me good foundation for grant proposals that I'm writing. And this includes respondents that were field nurseries that would not typically irrigate, as well as container nurseries. So I would have to go back and kind of factor that in. You can see the bottom response is not applicable. I have field production only, and that was a third of the responses. But if you look at the total number of responses, water availability and regulation was a major or a moderate concern for 30% of them. That's important to me. Only 5% do a distribution uniformity test. That's a very basic test. That's low-hanging fruit for me that I now know about. And again, this could have been a paper questionnaire, but I probably wouldn't have gotten a lot of responses. I conduct the pour-through technique to assess fertilizer levels twice a month, only 5%. Most people aren't doing that at all. Again, low-hanging fruit. I use a rain delay so I don't irrigate if sufficient rainfall occurs. We're doing a pretty good job there. I use leaching fractions, substrate moisture probes, or other technology to schedule irrigation. All of the container growers said no, so I have a lot of opportunity, a lot of work can be done there. Cyclic irrigation, the growers are taking advantage of that. So, and we have a USDA National Arboretum researcher, Donna Fair, in McMinnville. She's done a lot of work with cyclic irrigation. I'd say this is a reflection of her efforts and their understanding because of their proximity to her. here's some other totally different type of information. Are you interested in receiving information via email? 75% said 76% said yes. For Facebook, 95% said no. Same thing for Twitter, didn't care about it. About half of them have a smartphone. And I asked that for a reason, because we give out a free copy of the app IPM Pro that normally would be $25 to people that complete the class. So I ask them this, and I ask them what kind of phone they have. And they're right on par with, or very close to the national average right now. And then we can also use the questionnaires to get automated assessment of their learning and their economic impact at the end of the class, and it gives it to me in two different ways. So I know this is too small to see, but I just wanted you to see that it can, you know, strongly disagree all the way up to strongly agree. I learned something new, 4.8%. And 84% of the respondents said they learned something new. They can also respond with just typing. They don't have to be multiple choice questions. Here I asked them, and again, I know you can't read it, but just to illustrate, I asked them, give me two marketing things you're going to do differently and tell me two production things you're going to change or do differently as a result of information you gained in the course. And so they typed out their responses. I can see who they are. But I covered it up for this just to be considerate that they maybe didn't want that projected for everyone to see. The economic impact, this is one of the main things that we use the impact questionnaire for at the end of the program. So you can see the live program on the top line, and then the asynchronous, the online program in the middle, and then just for comparison, I put our Master Beef program at the bottom, which is a completely live program that's very county-based. Agents do that with some specialist help. So comparing the live and the online program, the online program is estimated by the participants to save them a little more than $3,000 more than they estimated that the live program would, about a 73% increase. With the online program, I added a second way to ask them about economic activity. I asked them about, did your plants, not only did they save money, but did your plants increase in their quality? And then did you earn more money or have more value on those plants? And that really about doubled the economic value of the class. So that turned out to be an important question to ask. And again, the registration survey made it really easy to do that. And the Master Beef, I don't know if it encompasses increases in quality and savings, but just to, again, give you kind of an idea, they estimate about $6,500 economic value, estimated by participants, I should say. So going back to my question of why people take it, this is a quote Kim gave me permission to use. He gave us permission to put this on this imprinted material. And like that response said, he took it for the enhanced cost share, but he said the education that I required will be of much more value over time, and that's what we're hoping for, that they'll have reoccurring savings due to the education that they got from the program. Any questions? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It sounded like your price was set before you were doing the online, so you kind of repeated the same price again. But how did you decide on the price of this program?
How did we decide on the price? One of the things we did was looked at what other master programs charged in the state. A lot of our nursery producers also have beef cattle, so we are always being compared to Master Beef. Some of it has to do with the things that we give them. We give them some printed material, we give them a copy of the app, we give them a hat after they fill out a survey a year following the program. We give them a nice sign that can go on their office or their fence, and so we calculated the cost of some of those things too.
I know some of that price went back into staff support.
Well, and something I should mention, we got a TVA grant to do this, so it greatly subsidized the cost, and that's what paid for Chris's time. And we could not have done it without that money, and we could not have done it without Chris. And you can see, I mean, over 1,000 hours on the online program, and it is a major commitment.
Do you have a survey for course participants to review the course materials like you would for like a university class in person, or like the part of the modules like content.
Like a paper copy?
Paper copy or online.
Well, we don't have a paper copy of the content. Once they register, they have to move through in that prescribed sequence. But they can always go back.
Okay.
So they can go in and review anything at any time. And even after they graduated, they can access it and go back in.
Okay.
You've put so much work into this, and I'm thinking about it from other state perspectives. It seems kind of daunting to try to reinvent the wheel for other states. Is this something that you think you might be able to license to other states or other organizations, or let other people have access to, or maybe turn it into something that's national? I know some of it's local, but a lot of that isn't.
Yeah. The question is, could we license it or make it available to other growers? And I don't know the answer to that question. I would definitely have to talk with the Department of Ag, because they did fund its development with USDA money. So, I don't know. I asked the growers at the end of it, one of the questions I asked them is, do you think this should be available to all growers or just Tennessee growers? And it's not a strong preference, but it does lean towards it should just be for us. So, and I can respect that. I mean, a lot of Tennessee resources have gone into it. My time, I suppose, is more than anything.
Recertification then every so often.
The state has gone kind of back and forth on this. There is now a recertification required. Initially, they told us this will be a lifetime forever thing, but we have over 10,000 people, actually more than 12,000 people in Master Beef, and they get a huge number of TAEP applications. So they had to implement a certification period, and now we all have to re-up every 3 years, which I think is good, because I'm looking forward to seeing how do people that were first qualified through the live program, how do they transition into the online, or just, you know, are they done? What will they do?
Is there a reason why you chose doing more of a narrated slide than a reading or a page of information?
The question was why we chose the narrated slide format, and that was what our IT specialist was able to guide us through, and we had the capability and the technology to do that through the Moodle. So we really didn't explore other options. I will say, having a professional narrator, it can be very, very helpful. We had a former master's student of mine narrate it, and she has the sweetest voice. I was just so tickled she was willing to do it. But she'd never narrated before. She spoke really, 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 really quickly, and read even faster, read out loud even faster. And when we tell her to slow down, she would, but it still was so fast. And so Richard would have to digitally slow her down, which totally changed her. Like, it doesn't sound like Whitney. It's very odd. But and then we did get some help from marketing and communications with some professional narrators. And there's just a big difference in enunciation and timing and a lot of things that they do to help the student absorb the information. So I would look towards that if you can. Thank you.